Q's Countdown and our countdown to the March equinox and post-equinox era, where it really is that last dash to the finish line, folks. Be ready for it. We're going to get into all the critical ins and outs of all of this, because both physical and non-physical darkness, this is their last chance to destabilize or delay yet again anything that needs to be and take place and manifest to the divine goddess order. And it's us, folks, you and me, that stands between them and humanity. We're the ones that stands between all of it and draws that line in the sand, plus much more tonight on Ground Crew Command Radio. You're listening to The Unknown Light Warrior. Back. This is Ground Crew Command Radio. You're listening to The Unknown Light Warrior, coming to you live from an undisclosed location, not the usual 144K headquarters or base. Either way, it's always well behind enemy lines, so long as the veil is up, but not for long, folks, especially if you and I have anything to say about it. So, speaking of you and I, and that grand army, the 144K Army of Light, we have a big responsibility. The next few days, we're entering a period of, I would say 10 days, culminating in the 144K mass meditation coming up in, I believe, exactly 7 days. Or is it 6 days by now? I suppose it depends on which part of the world you're at. We've got a big responsibility, because we're the ones that are in actually a very privileged position to be in a comparatively stable situation here on the physical plane. And a lot of that privilege comes from the fact that of what happens, as confirmed by Cobra quite some time ago now. What happens, what you and I do when we project our consciousness from the non-physical to the non-physical. Okay. It's literally a case of having and utilizing Superman powers. And that's not a exaggeration or dramatization or being melodramatic about it, it really is the case. That's one of the main and key fundamentals of your soul path and purpose here, which is to project to be on the physical, operate from the physical, and project our consciousness for transmuting en masse. And doing various other technical stuff, especially as it relates to Gaia's aura and grid system. You know, it certainly gets quite technical, and many of us are specifically talented in that. I wouldn't say it's my strong suit, but I suppose I'm more of the bulldozer type, Ashtar type, one would argue, but a lot of you have your specialties. And come the equinox mass meditation, as you know, as I've you know, said in no uncertain terms with the promotional article for this episode, you need to swing into action and do your, apply your specialist role, which for many of you aren't at the incarnational, physical or egoic level, you know, you're not quite fully conscious of, especially if you've been, I suppose, activated or woken up more recently. You won't be very conscious of this, specifically what you're meant to do. Rest assured, it's like any alphabet soup agency or spy agency sort of operation or military operation. It is on a need-to-know basis. It is quite often, you know, you get this information and guided what to do at the last minute. And many of you veteran grid workers and light workers know exactly what I mean. So have no fear. Your higher self is here, especially when you sit in that sacred and holy stillness and you meditate. And it's going to be, again, this is why the setup process of 144K mass meditations are kind of, well, comparatively slower and more methodical, because I'm pretty anal, as many of you have discovered by now, about getting into that stillness, taking the time to get into that stillness where all your power lies, where you access your true identity. You're able to channel your true identity down into and through this physical, back into the non-physical. This is, you know, this is a key aspect of energy work as it relates to operating from the physical plane. And that's the distinction, not to take lightly, operating from the physical. That's why you're here. And if you've got a life situation of any kind that kind of sucks at the moment, well, welcome to the wonderful world of military postings or spy agency postings. You know, I've been meaning to write an article pretty soon titled, "This Isn't Life, This Is an Operation." And you, when you approach your current 3D existence with that kind of a mindset and that understanding, let's just say it helps. It helps because it honors and respects, you know, the true reasons for your presence on this physical plane. And of course, I'm not implying to put up with anything you don't like, you know, not at all. Go ahead, sit still and transmute the heck out of it, or inquire. Sometimes there's lessons to be learned, because, you know, the whole mirror thing, what's going on inside you gets reflect back at you from your so-called outer world, you know, the whole spiel. Certainly, you know, apply that at least once a week. And exercise your spiritual muscle, as Ed Spina would call it. So I was noticing that in Australia, all the mainstream media channels were broadcasting live the sentencing of a relatively senior head honcho of the cabal, Cardinal Pell. Cardinal Pell is the chief financial officer, if you will, or head of the Vatican Bank. Well, not anymore. And I want to make sure you're all fully aware, as I had explained to my partner just yesterday, that when you see these sorts of high-profile exposures, never mind indictments, convictions, and sentencings of such, you know, senior-level cabal members, That's when you that's when you know it's all happening. It's all getting undone. They're being taken down. You know, it's not all necessarily going to happen all at once, like in the the guillotining that you saw in the French Revolution. It's not all going to happen over a space of a couple of days, although there will be kind of like a culmination point where more get arrested at once. You know, it's true to some degree, but the point being is that in the coming months, in the coming, especially in the post equinox, 144K mass meditation period, if you and I play our cards right and really treat this like the serious, legitimate, goddess-sanctioned operation that it is, and respect it and honor it and act accordingly based on that, you know, you can expect a ramping up of big exposures like that, that being a good example with Cardinal Pell, big exposures like that, and trials, and, you know, I mean, the bulk of it is still going to happen secretly behind closed doors with the military tribunals. Ooh, 12-12. With the military tribunals. But to make the point and let everyone know that things are changing, you know, they're certainly going to have the public ones through the standard civilian judiciary. Anyway, for those of you who follow Ben Fulford, if you're not pissed off at either one reason or another, and extrajudicial killings, I believe is the term, that's certainly continuing. And again, for you and me, it's about holding the line and staying the course and being consistent with our mass meditation, but also just being, like Q says, patriots, be vigilant. Be watch, get ready to jump. You know, some of you have felt that urge to write into your nearest guru, which is, you know, something I'm against, which I explained a few episodes ago, to saying to them, you got to do this, you got to do that. That's happening over there. What about this Pleiadian channeled message? And that needs to be assisted, yada, yada, yada. Okay, you know what I mean. Again, I'll repeat what I said a few episodes to that kind of thing, which is use the ICB or internal compression breakthrough and take it up to the teams. Show your concerns. Take Gaia up with you, because this is an external issue. Take Gaia up with you and show it to them, then sit back and watch. And participate as well. It's important that you learn to transmute as well, because remember, the teams are working through your energy field, through A's energy field, and into the 99% of all, you know, all reality that is non-physical, into the non-physical planes. Again, this isn't life. This is an operation. I'll be saying that a few more times until, you know, you know how the conditioned, heavily programmed, egoic mind can be. Understandable, because it's been getting the same. I'm small, I'm just a civilian. I'm small, I'm just a civilian kind of program throughout, since forever. You know, almost the day you were born. And receiving those programs through your mum, because your mum was thinking the same things while she was pregnant with you. And those frequencies are absorbed and imprinted into your, certainly your physical body. So all good. Just be very conscious of these sorts of, intimate little truths, I guess. So, with the stage being set for this show, and I want you to start to, this day forth, start to feel the energies, the energetic build-up that many of you are quite familiar with, especially you veterans, to the Equinox Meditation on the 20th and 21st, 6 or 7 days out, depending on where you are in the world. Now, I know it's a little upsetting that Cardinal Powell, doing his standard Luciferian pedophile stuff, only got 6 years sentence. And Paul Manafort getting a much harsher treatment for a white collar crime. And his attorney literally said, well, on Fox at least, I don't think it'll be on, this would have been said on the other, you know, cabal media channels, sitting for just these particular type of white collar crimes that are quite common and are, you know, nothing like pedophilia, obviously. You know, certainly nothing like the LIBOR scandal, for example. Never mind what the Federal Reserve does as standard practice. Okay, nothing, and is, you know, so his attorney's freaking out. Clearly, Manafort's crime was being associated briefly with the Trump campaign. Boy, are the cabal pissed. And so the huge disparity there still shows that cabal members are still getting, at the moment at least, very soft treatment. Ironically, from the same corporate, privately owned judiciary, or corporate, private corporation posing as judiciary, ironically, whilst anyone, for example, being treated, you know, or associated with the Trump campaign, getting much harsher treatment for doing nothing like pedophilia. But nonetheless, you know, the fact that people like Cardinal Powell are getting exposed, and quite a few others, there were other, let me see here, I've got it further down, I'll get into it later, but other bishops were defrocked, you know, because of their satanic practices. But the fact that it's happening and getting sentencing, and sentencing is occurring even by their own privately owned corporation posing as a judiciary, is profound. You know, obviously Cardinal Powell is done. You know, sentencing or no sentencing, the exposure itself has finished him off. But anyway, and I'm mentioning this 3D stuff, this 3D significant victories, because, you know, you and I want to see some dividends being paid off to us for our hard work with energy work. And that's why I get into this 3D stuff and not so much the off-world or non-physical stuff, because, you know, we need to see the changes occurring here on physical as a result of what you and I do. Hence the, you know, I guess, regular heavy emphasis on the physical plane and seemingly 3D stuff. Okay, so a bit of clarity once again to have with the whole countdown thing from Q, well, the white hats, is, well, let me backtrack a little bit, because for those of you who do follow Q, Trump has been tweeting, and this is a very interesting message by the white hats through Trump. Trump tweeted, "Wow, I would never trust technology and trust planes where they got all these fandangled technologies that makes things unnecessarily complex with these new planes. You know, I trust good pilots, not these technologies. Now, I'm not sure if he said the following, but he was definitely alluding to the fact that, wow, I don't trust these new planes that can be remote controlled from, you know, from God knows who. And for those of you who missed that, that is a direct message to the cabal about that fact that the planes that smashed into the Twin Towers with 9/11 were remote controlled. So that's a message that the new Attorney General, Bill Barr, let alone the White Hats, will first of all release, probably through WikiLeaks and Q himself, the 9/11 files, and Bill Barr, at least publicly, will be forced to launch inquiries into the 9/11 investigations. And the way it looks like they're going to do that is they're going to start with all the declassifications of the FISA warrants for the Trump campaign. They're going to launch very public sort of hearings and whatnot about how the FBI was corrupt and or negligent about the handling of the Clinton-Russia collusion, as opposed to the Trump-Russia collusion, how it was all a fix and yada, yada. And then they're going to get into, okay, well, what else was the FBI corrupt about and negligent about? And from there, they're going to segue into how the FBI under Mueller covered up and was highly corrupt about the 9/11 investigations at the time, back in 2001. And so they're planning it out that way. And of course, this is the part where you and I come into. Because suffice to say, the cabal is going to stop at nothing, as you can imagine, to create false flags. Okay. And to distract as much as, but in particular, delay. Okay. So you're going to play the delay game. And you and I are responsible for shutting down the energetic blueprint or the energetic support needed for them to carry out that out successfully, for them to delay successfully. It's up to us to shut that down, energetically speaking. And yes, you know, direct impacts and influence onto the physical plane. You know, we've seen it before through big enough and successful enough mass meditations. We need to do that consistently now, each month. Because everything, the activities of both the White Hats and the Cabal and the off-world groups, they're going to sort of be condensed and compound itself into smaller intervals of time. So whenever huge things would happen once a year or once every 6 months in previous years, right up until 2018, and, you know, that's going to be condensed into monthly. So things that would happen once, you know, things that would take 6 months or 12 months to sort of germinate and play out on the physical plane, that's going to happen now monthly. It's going to compound to monthly time spans. Things are going to happen much quicker with more intensity. So it's our responsibility, per our soul path and purpose, to, I suppose, in a way, be the same, where we have, among other things, but mass meditations being the primary example, you know, have the huge impact of the mass meditations of the solar eclipse meditation over America back in August 21st, 2017, and the lunar eclipse mass meditation this year of the 21st of January, how they were you know, game-changing mass meditations, our responsibility is to have that monthly now, meditations like that, to counter the increased desperation, righteousness, and for, you know, ferocity of both non-physical and physical attempts to, you know, throw a spanner in the works. And God knows the White House need that support. Remember, he who controls the energies controls events, controls the planets, the controls the planet. And that's the responsibility that the 144K has been tasked with. So understand, really get that. Okay, really understand that distinction. Game-changing mass meditations monthly. I've explained that just after the you know, successful solar eclipse mass meditation on the 21st of January of this year. And so that's the countdown focus. You know, as always, people have been, understandably, getting ungrounded, not just from the whole very exciting posts that you'd be seeing from Q, among others, but also from, I mean, part of the reason why the attacks have been so bad these past few weeks on light workers is the fact that it is because of the role that we're going to be playing on the equinox period. That's part of the reason why the attacks, you know, I know of at least one light worker had to get hospitalized. The attack was so bad. And yeah, it's been extremely brutal. But that's why. It's to stop us from doing these very needed, very critical, game-changing mass meditations, henceforth in particular. Okay, because our job is to set up the most ideal timeline, the highest optimum timeline, post-equinox period, for the post-equinox era, to once again step up the planet to a much higher frequency timeline that's a lot closer to the frequency timeline of the event itself. And we need to do that methodically, incrementally, in a disciplined manner, because armies, legitimate armies, are disciplined. Okay, really important mindset to grasp and apply and approach all of this with. So let me see here. Okay, so partly because of this, that all focus had to be on the, you know, on the equinox, 144K mass meditation equinox in, about this time next week. That's part of the reason why there's no guest on this week, because there's sort of not much energetic room. We're having a nice chat with someone, of course. Interviews here on Grand Crew Cam Radio are far more than just nice chats. By the way, if you're new, if you recently joined the 144K, let alone if you haven't done 144K mass meditations before, just know that first of all, welcome, and secondly, know that we take our time, a good 15 minutes, just setting things up, setting the stage, going up, all of us together, up to levels of all that is, where all levels of all that is dark can't compete with, and we take our time with that. So it's a slow, methodical setup process. We don't just jump into it. And part of the reason for that is, if you look at military or spy agency planning, for example, they really take their time. They take as long as it needs to set up operations properly. And truth be told, that's the way, you know, divine highlight sanctioned operations quite often need to be as well. Especially when, you know, with things are for keeps and it's coming to the crunch. So just know that. We go through quite a process to call in a lot of levels of light, including your own guides, to really make things happen. So, again, no guest tonight, because all focus is on the mass meditation, build up your energies. And let me take a very short musical break, and I'll be right back to get into the news portion, the exo and geopolitical news analysis of the show. So stay tuned, folks. I'll be right back. And we're back. This is the Unknown Light Warrior. You're listening to Ground Crew Command Radio. Apologies for that dead air for any of you film and audio pros, because, the resources to take care of stuff like that aren't quite there yet. Of course, if you want to support us in terms of resources, certainly. Go ahead and try out the four phases and internal compression breakthrough, which is a separate audio, over at internalcompressionbreakthrough.com. And these, you know, help you break new ground and make breakthroughs. They really are groundbreaking in terms of profound levels of healing, internal healing and clearing. And, of course, you can do external work, particularly with the ICB, the Internal Compression Breakthrough. You can take Gaia up with you and work on whatever it is your responsibility to work on, what you've been tasked to work on as far as your soul purpose and higher self is concerned. And, you know, proceeds do fund our operations here at 144K. Over at Ground Crew Command. So, with that important commercial part out of the way, let's get into this, because you know, there has been you know, understandably, a bit of not just concern, but I suppose a rather disheartening concern. With all the hard work that we've been putting into to make things go the right way without delays. That's the distinction here, right? We don't want delays anymore. No more delays. Although the downside to that is that events and intensities compound into shorter periods of time. Again, all the more reason to do your, you know, weekly, if you're a 9-to-5er, doing it weekly is still good and crucial and, you know, really changes everything. That weekly internal work, okay, with the most robust resource you've got, whether it's a methodology or certain light teams or whatever it is, okay? Okay, let's get into it. Now, are the white hats, because there certainly has been indicators of this, are the white hats following esoteric knowledge regarding, namely, regarding Q's countdown ending on the equinox? All right, obviously, there can't be a coincidence. And do we actually have their attention and thus they're synchronizing? Well, as one of the main factions at the top, at the very top of the Earth Alliance, is the so-called Gnostic Illuminati, which has been fighting the bloodlines, the bloodline incestuous dynastic version of the Dark Illuminati, I suppose you can call it, since maybe even before, but certainly since the post-Atlantis era. And clearly, they're all about the esoteric. You know, a lot of the secret society members that have switched sides obviously are as well. But even the Pentagon types, who are generally 3D, they know all about DARPA-type programs and how psychics are used during wars as well. You know, they have some understanding of how metaphysics through mind power can be used as weapons and how to defend against them. You know, rest assured, the Russian psychic army, for example, during the Cold War was one of the many things the Pentagon had to grapple with. So does all this mean they try to time their big moves during or sometime after our mass meditations, the way our ET allies do, as Cobra confirmed, as far as the off-world groups are concerned in all this as well? The short answer is yes. Or our meditations open up opportunities for them that didn't exist or was proving stubborn before our mass meditations, which is another reminder of how real all this is in terms of your involvement in all this and how big and crucial your role is. Okay, that's why, again, it's understandable that the heavily programmed and conditioned rational mind, you know, and you know, you're living a seemingly mundane, very hidden life. Again, really see yourself as like those undercover agents that hold normal jobs. Like the majority of, I've said this before, the majority of CIA agents hold mundane jobs, albeit in key power positions within government and corporations, but it's still mundane. Okay. And see yourself as kind of like that, where they swing into action only a small amount of the time, but obviously the light worker version as sanctioned by higher levels of light, as sanctioned by your off-world galactic roots. And the more you get used to that idea, the more relatively better and easier it is to handle the mundaneness of regular 3D life. Okay. Now, let me see here. So the short answer is yes. Now, do they know about the 144 case specifically? Maybe yes, maybe not. But they do know that there's, you know, groups out there that do mass meditations at key periods, and because they also know that the Luciferians do their rituals and their versions of mass meditations at key periods such as the equinox of solstices, the, you know, astrological events, and never mind the Luciferian calendar. They know that as well. So even previous 3D Pentagon types, you know, they've gone through their consciousness raising experiences as well. So yeah, they know about, you know, positive civilian groups doing mass meditations is a short answer. And this is one indicator that they're specifically and deliberately, you know, synchronizing that with us. So we're the one team. Okay, let's move on to about the understandable, I suppose, you know, the concerns over the whole one world order monarch thing, with the recent interview of apparently a, now he might have written it wrong, but this was again posted on Fulford's site last week. But as he's written it, a CIA agent interviewed an MI6 agent. And that was not quite the case, and it was more Fulford interviewing the MI6 agent, and he didn't write that correctly. But anyway, let's just go with a CIA agent having interviewed an MI6 agent, and that surfaced, the transcript of that. And it's raised some concerns. Let's address that to help resolve the risk of rampant, dense gossip, misleading everyone. And the concerns are understandable. You know, I was a bit dismayed at a couple of things I read in that. So let's get into breaking that down. Because if it's true and accurate, which it seems to be, you know, the real deal and sincere, we're dealing with an individual, namely this MI6 agent, that's behind the creation of the quantum financial system, blockchain technology, breakdown of the current system, and the transfer, the transition of the, namely, the trade in general of all asset classes, as he explained, but you know, he seems to be playing the critical primary role of the financial reset and the transition from old financial system to the new financial system. Which is also instrumental in taking down and shutting down the Rothschild control over everything related to money and central banks. So that's why I thought, okay, I better spend the time to properly assess this. So this MI6 agent, let's just call him that, he did specify that the so-called Royal Illuminati is a very discreet network of quite powerful and wealthy families who work together for the betterment of humanity and the world. Okay, so obviously that was never the case, unless he's referring to the white nobility, which is unlikely because they lost most of their wealth. Maybe they still have some involvement. That's possible. But either way, there have been blatant light workers like JFK who do get born into these families and do rebel. And then there's Heather Ann Tucci's explicit comments back in 2014 that many people within the 13 bloodlines did and do want the new financial system to come out. And she made that comment very deliberately. She wanted that to get out there as well. So who knows what the situation is with the so-called Royal Illuminati. As always, If you've been following Ground Crew Command for any length of time, you know by now that things are generally much more complex and convoluted than what it may seem. That's why we have to continue to be watchful. Now, he also mentioned that he was recruited, not born, into the Illuminati, which is a good thing, which means he's there because of merit. He wasn't drowned multiple times or tortured multiple times as a little kid to get rid of empathy, among other things, and make him go psycho, as any one of us would have gone. Well, certainly most of us anyway. You know, we have to be honest with that. However, he did take an oath of loyalty to, and I hate to have to say this, Her Majesty the Queen. Now, you're in from the British Empire, like Australia, Canada, New Zealand. Yes, I promise I won't forget you, New Zealand. And all, you know, with all, let alone Britain, with all the intelligence and military recruits, they have to take that oath. It's just a standard thing. You know, it's the British Empire's equivalent to the oath of the Constitution, which is why I'm such a big fan and very patriotic and loyal towards the United States. It's because it's got a constitution that channels light, clearly. You know, there's no oath of allegiance to any female, you know, disguised Draco, disguised as a female. But I digress. Meaning, anyone who takes that oath doesn't make them bad. Okay, it's something that comes with the job of serving their country. Okay, of course, it would be a different story if Princess Diana was Her Majesty, or an actual goddess. Then that same oath would be a very different story. But it's not. It's been disguised Draco, and I mean that in the literal sense. There's very little doubt. According to Arizona Wilder, those of you who have seen that interview between her and David Icke, Arizona Wilder was a MKUltra sex slave type, just like Bryce Taylor. She was forced to take, you know, participate in those rituals where, you know, you got the royals, including Elizabeth Saxe-Gotha, and during these rituals, or halfway through the rituals, they drop their telepathic overlays, and there they are, the Dracos that they truly are. Anyway, where was I? Okay, so, you know, don't have that knee-jerk mental rational mind reaction when he said, I did take an oath to the Queen. That's standard, okay? It doesn't really mean much. Anyway, remember, many of us remember Trump's visit to London last year, where all the symbolic public gestures of surrender were seen by all of us, by the Draco known as Elizabeth Saxe-Gotha, or Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II. And interestingly, he said he's the Supreme Commander of the Joint British Armed Forces, and that's basically the British equivalent of the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the Pentagon. And he claims he led the team that created the distributed ledger technology as a fix for the coming financial crisis, i.e. blockchain technology, which can only be a creation of a white hat group, as far as I'm concerned, because, you know, the reason why Robert David Steele loves it so much is that it's the most decentralized, cannot censor anything, and most encrypted security ledger and storage IT system you can come up with. And that really democratizes things and gives power to the people like nothing else, even more so than the current internet as we know it. Okay. And I'm going to read a few snippets, quite a few snippets. So I'll just get into that now. It says, he was asked, is the blockchain hackable? This guy says, no, all touch points create their own forensic history. The beauty of the architecture of this architecture is the highly forensic nature, which is invaluable to police and security services. The new quantum financial system is designed in such a manner there could be no repeat of the poor conduct by the international financial services industry. It is highly forensic to discourage bad behavior. So that's the whole intent behind blockchain technology, where you can't shut anything down, you can't hide anything, you know, and it's sort of there, you know, in storage, highly forensic. Now, I know that goes for everyone, but you got to understand the things that you and I do online can be is forensic as well and can be traced and tracked. But it's important to realize that the cabal has had the resources to shut down and hide its online behavior with the current internet, whereas we haven't been able to do the same because, you know, we're just, most of us are just ordinary civilians behind their computer at home. You know, we don't have the resources to hide our forensic nature. But the cabal has been able to hide their forensic trail with whatever they do and to track us down. Okay, very one-sided. Now, with this, the cabal, despite its resources, can't do the same thing. It can't hide its forensic trails. It can't censor stuff. It can't take stuff down, etc. Okay, so really levels the playing field. And that's what this guy's been behind. So let's continue. Quote, okay, the interviewer says, speculate for me. By your estimation, what is the future of blockchain as a cryptocurrency? Okay, so he gets into the cryptocurrency thing. I needed that. Okay. And he says, blockchain is a brand name of a technology called distributed ledger technology, DLT. It is not a currency. It is a technology embedded inside electronic currencies, cryptocurrencies. Okay, so blockchain is what runs or drives cryptocurrencies. And then it's asked, what is the future of blockchain as a tool for decentralized applications? And he simply says, as above, meaning what he said before, the technology, DLT, which is, again, blockchain, has already gone viral and global in nearly all aspects of the world at the moment. It is the most important technology and advancement in history and may very well bring about global peace and prosperity, and has already ended the Rothschild fiat monetary system and the dreaded New World Order, according to him. So the whole One World Order and monarchy concerns, which we 144K members have to be vigilant about. Let's get into that now. Is the One World Order a different program from the New World Order? And he says, he responds, the concept of a One World Order is the conglomerate nation sovereign nation states to work together in peacetime as an absolute monarchy. It is a diplomatic effort to raise the general standards of the world's governments. Diplomatic, so nothing by force. The New World Order was a fascist mega corporate government, an oligarchy. That's what it says about that, the New World Order. If the One World Order and the New World Order are synonymous, he's being asked this question now, how can something be benevolent and dreadful simultaneously? And he repeats the same answer that he just gave, meaning they're two different things. So as 144K members and light workers, it goes without saying that any actual dynastic monarch is absolutely out of the question and insulting to even think in that direction. But note, I mean, even just the principle of it, okay, no matter who is the monarch, is like unthinkable and insulting to us. But note carefully what he said, okay? Because it's easily, you know, when we're run by fear, we miss things. That's right in front of us, okay? The filters kick in, they're run by fear, and we miss it. We're blind to them. So note carefully what he said here. Let me just make sure I'm still live online. Okay, yes, I am. Anyway. He said, a one world order is the, here's the key word, conglomeration of sovereign nation states working together in peacetime as an absolute monarchy, not under a monarchy in the traditional sense. Now, it's easy to miss that, and that could be something quite different. You know, he did stress the word sovereign nation states. So each country has its independence, where the people choose their own, I suppose, with each country. But regardless of all of this, as the 1K marches on, it continues to play its part in fundamentally altering the wonky and out of balance underlying energies of this planet. It makes it extremely hard for any evil to fulfill its goals. That's why there's no evil in the 5D and up. Okay, it just can't exist in balanced and aligned quantum energies. So I'm not too concerned about it. I mean, certainly we have to continue to be watchful and vigilant because that's our responsibility. We're not too concerned if you and I do our jobs as agents of light. You know, he did stress that the One World Order is a, you know, conglomeration of nation states because, you know, on this planet, there always has to be a place and an organization where independent sovereign nation states can get together and talk and move forward as a planet. You know, there's always an element of that that has to exist. You know, basically like a non-cabal controlled functional version of the UN. Okay, that something that is still needed. Okay. So that is what is referring to as the so-called monarchy. It's more like a concept of a benevolent corporation and an organization to provide the infrastructure of this corporation. That's what is referring to as the monarchy, not a monarchy in the traditional sense of, you know, the proverbial incestuous disguised, Draco disguised bloodline. That's not it. So it's important to be clear about that. It's more something like the UN, something like a functional version of the UN as being the monarchy, if you will, but each sovereign nation state maintaining its independence. But, you know, if we do our job, anything that has a hidden ulterior motive, okay, so let's just play devil's advocate and say there's a very negative, dark, ulterior, hidden motive behind this. They can't function in a quantum field and a magnetic field that's balanced as opposed to unbalanced, because it's the, you know, wonky, unbalanced quantum fluctuations of the fabric of our physical reality and non-physical realities on this planet, and the unbalanced magnetic field. Now, that's what's allowed darkness to exist. You know, it's like, you know, a sea for fish to be able to swim in. That's what's allowed it. And by with each mass meditation, we reduce the wonkiness of the quantum fabric of reality more and more and more and more, until things can only go right, they can't go wrong. Things naturally fall into the divine alignment. You know, when Wayne Dyer was asked, what would you do to solve all the world's problems? He said, I'll get everyone to meditate. You know, I know we never talked about the darkness, but rest assured, he has, for a very long time, very much really gotten it, really grasped the fundamentals of energy. Hence our crucial role. Okay. Moving on to how to best handle and prepare for the countdown to and post the equinox era, what it holds for us, what's likely to happen, and when does and where does the 144K stand in all of this, upheaval, chaos, warfare, both physical and non-physical. As always, in the behind the scenes James Bond world, it really is on for young and old, with regular recurrences of assassinations, firefights. Remember, you know, Corey Good also mentioned, got a couple of years ago now, on Cold Disclosure, that special forces have been posted to certain parts of the US in particular to hold mundane jobs and lead mundane existences, just like us, to you know, stationed in certain parts of the US, to keep an eye on cabal assets and to jump on them if they get activated. All that kind of thing, you know, has been happening for some time now. Again, your role is not that much different. You know, you've been posted where you've been posted to shut down any dark assets in your area and keep it in check, and to swing into action when the next 144K mass meditation comes up, and to shut down the non-physical darkness. No less legitimate. We're simply sanctioned by different you know, organizations or institutions, if you will. Us is of a non-physical nature. So, I digress. How to best handle and prepare for all this? So, for this countdown, really communicate with your higher self and I Am Presence to help you fulfill more of your soul purpose and potential in this historic time. That consistent internal work is even more crucial now. And know that you'll be swinging into action again for the 144K mass meditation, where your higher self will guide you on what you're here to do. Now, don't hold the mindset of, oh, it's all going to happen right after the equinox, the mass arrest and yada yada. and I'm going to be let out of jail by your galactic family, won't happen that way. Quite simply, the White Hats are going to start to trigger a drastic upsurge, a stepping up of intel dumps, publicized investigations into the usual cabal suspects that have already been happening for years, really. They're just going to be more publicized, public about it. That's what will happen in the next few weeks. And this will effectively shut down known and unknown cabal members' ability to do business as usual, even long before their actual arrest. Because their public image is too damaged for them to be effective, evil people. Anyway, you know, the public consent that comes from the secrecy of their hidden roles and acts, that stops just from the exposure, regardless of whether they get arrested or not. And because this will effectively shut down the senior and not so senior cabal's ability to carry on business as usual, it shuts down a lot of cabal operations, even if they're not arrested. As we just saw, Pope Francis, he's lost his power and become a sitting duck, even though technically he's still the White Pope. And, you know, that's and the same thing with Cardinal Powell, although he's obviously been arrested and sentenced as well. That's the kind of things we can expect to see, plus the immediate or eventual arrests within the next 2 to 6 months. Okay. And shortly after that, as a result of all these big public investigations, let alone the military tribunals, and shortly after that, you can expect to see things like the new financial system starting to roll out, which parts of it technically has, you know, because the blockchain has already been rolled out, and the blockchain being the underlying foundation and infrastructure of the new financial system. You know, because that's always been a big headache of the White Hats, is how do they come up with an infrastructure that's fair and balanced and transparent and very democratized, where it's a level playing field for the people and power's returned for the people. What kind of infrastructure can support that and be really sturdy, unhackable, you know, transparent, uncensored, you know, can't be censored, all that kind of stuff. And they've come up with blockchain technology and it's rolled out. So now they can start implementing the new financial system. Anyway, that was a massive undertaking and they've spent years at it, just like this MI6 agent has said. Although it's kind of confusing how he must have surely exposed himself if he said he's the British equivalent of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But anyway, we'll inquire about that later. So, you know, as your saying goes, it's happening. You know, to quote Fulford and one of his sources, because I know a lot of you stopped following him some time ago, 10 cardinals have been defrocked recently. The most recent was French Cardinal Philippe Barbarin, who was convicted last week of covering up pedophilia. You know, so they're being put through their own judicial system, or ironically. And here is what representative of the 13 bloodlines had to say about the situation. Cardinal Powell was an admission and acceptance of these satanic practices at our orders. He added that the other cardinals were removed as part of a process of, quote, weaning them off, unquote, satanic practices, close quote. So, you know, interesting. Although we have to take all this with a grain of salt, you know what, I'd put my money on that being relatively, I suppose, accurate, truthful, and sincere. So the post-equinox era will see such removals of such dark incarnates or extremely damaged sickos like those drastically ramped up. We're seeing a lot more. Probably not in the first week after the equinox, but shortly thereafter. Because the white hats have to see what... Okay, here's the way it works. The white hats have to see what ammunition the cabal will expend, therefore expose, to head off their inevitable demise and for... And cause delays, etc. And for the white hats to have to shut down and then start with all of this. Now, what I mean by ammunition is you know, what assets the cabal has to activate, to cause false flags, to any dirt that the cabal may activate and expose on any white hat affiliated public member in government, what have you. Okay. You know, well, then as an example, as far as that's concerned, remember the infamous P-gate, the P-tape, where Trump was recorded back in 2006 boasting about how, you know, if you're a rich male celebrity, these beautiful women, they let you, you know, grab them by the crotch and all that kind of thing. And he was boasting about that, you know. In other words, the whole rock star groupie treatment. Hardly anything new and hardly a novel idea. And who leaked that? The Bushes. In other words, the cabal leaked that. Unfortunately for Trump, one of the guys in the car that was with him when he said that was one of the Bush's sons. And I think it was Jeb Bush, it was someone else, I think. With that, some of you might remember that snot-nosed smirky laughter in the background. That was one of the Bushes. He was recording it with his mobile phone. And keeping it as ammunition to possibly use later against Trump. So that's one example. That recording is one example of a cabal asset, okay? And kudos to Trump for apologizing on TV for that. Anyway, so, God, I tell you what, if we had someone like Hillary Clinton boasting about literally, and I make no apologies for saying this publicly, for literally cutting the skin of a child's face from underneath the jawline from one ear to the other and then ripping it off, and her boasting about that, boy, I wonder how good that will work out for her, you know. And again, I make no apologies for being that graphic, because we're here to save children. That's yours and my responsibility as well. And where, you know, the how bad things have been done to them, you know, that's something is something that we're here to shine the transmutational light of our consciousness on and transmute and save and rescue these poor innocent souls. Whether you like it or not, that's what we're here for. If the rational mind doesn't like it, well, it's probably because you got in something internal coming up right now. That's, it's more that. Rest assured, your soul and your heart and your higher self wants to save their children. So if you do have anything coming up right now, use the ICB or the most robust healing and clearing resource you know of and help that you know of. Take it up to them. Get it clear. Get it healed. Because we need you strong. That's a responsibility. Okay, we have to be strong for the children of this planet. That is an obligation. I want to make sure we're all very clear on that. We're in a game where it's all for keeps. You know, because if you don't want those heart palpitation, heart attack weapons to continue, every once in a while, you know what to do. Heal and clear to a critical mass amount and activate. Use phase four to activate more of your DNA to be able to not just do your job, but even thrive in warfare. That's what this is. To even thrive in it. You know, to rise above it all and transmute and clear en masse. You know, that's our obligation. That's our duty. Period. Okay. Let's use the critical tangent there. Let me just refine where I was in my notes. So, yes, that's what I meant by cabal assets. It's stuff like that, like the P-Gate, P-Tape thing, not just MKUltra victims, you know, being activated and shooting at people, mass shootings to distract, or shooting people like Republican Congressman Scalise, who was leading the charge in terms of legislation to shut down human trafficking rings. That's why he got shot at and got shot. Luckily, he survived, and he's still hard at it. He didn't take his tail between his leg and retire after the midterm elections. He's still at it, so I salute him for that. So yeah, for those of you who don't know, he got shot at by that MKUltra victim activated by the cabal at that baseball game in Alexandria, which is just outside DC, because he was the most vocal and aggressive Republican to pass really strong anti-human trafficking legislation back in 2017. That's why he got shot at. I digress, folks. So the cabal will try to activate whatever asset they have left, assets being their ammunition, to fire at us, at the White Hats, to prevent their arrests, their exposure, you know, their indictments. That's what they got, ammunition, assets. So our job... And boy, they're going to fire off whatever ammunition they've meant, or answer for that matter, whatever they got left, they're going to use it over the coming days. Our job is to prepare and create the energetic environment where such events can't happen. You know, they might happen, but they can't. You know, where and or won't have the effect that the White Hats had feared, or that the cabal had hoped. So we've got to make sure that the upcoming plans of the White Hats do go as far as they had hoped. Because the cabal, after firing their assets, they're going to try to cause delays through their false flag and anything else they try to trigger, which prevents things from moving forward, et cetera, et cetera. Our job is to stop all that by taking charge of the energies. And, you know, For those of you who have been using things like the four phases, or in particular the ICB, and I'm talking from personal experience and personal experience of, you know, fellow light workers I've known over the years. Have you ever been in a situation where you go to do fairly straightforward things and the weirdest things happen? Nothing seems to go right. And, you know, and this is not including, you know, blatant overt attacks through someone else, you know, that, you know, affects your emotions in such a way. But I'm talking those frustrations where, oh, your computer stops working. Oh, your car stops working. Quite often it's technical things, you know, and they're just weird things like that. Or you don't get an email reply from someone who always replies almost straight away. Things like that. And you get sudden delays with dealing whatever matrix organization you need to deal with. You know, that's the kind of thing that can happen and may hinder the white hat's operations in trying to arrest these bastards if we don't do our job. And with that personal example I just explained, you know, I smelt something. I smelt a rat, energetically speaking. I took it up to the teams. Sure enough, a whole heap of internal crap came out of me, cleared it, transmuted. And after the session, yeah, I did feel lighter, which is normal, but for ICB users as well. But you know, everything started to work again. Lo and behold, everything started to go right. Everything that wasn't working before was working before. All the help arrives immediately. You know, this flow. And that's a good micro example of how we need to influence the macro. Okay, that's why it's so crucial, you know. And I wouldn't be surprised if Q very consciously, and that obviously the team behind him, set things up where they're not going to really launch and trigger the next big phase of exposures, investigations, and arrests, usually in that order, until we do our mass meditations on this equinox. Okay, so prepare yourself, you know, big responsibility. Suffice it to say, we also have to counter the Luciferian rituals, as always, where they're going to try to nudge the Earth onto a more, comparatively, more negative timeline. We have to stand between them, their non-physicals, and humanity and Gaia, where that thin red line. Get that. Really receive the codes I'm transmitting to you through my voice, which the late Julian Wells mentioned that I have. So, on to the last point for tonight. Well, I think I've already spelled it out. Sometimes I say things preemptively of my preparatory notes for each show. Anyway, how the role and impact of the 144K does so much for the conversion sequences Cobra has been posting about. No, that's a little different. Okay. So every time you and I virtually and energetically get together, we ramp up the conversion of energies into the different energies that only allows for the existence of heaven, and basically that's what it is, heaven. You know, the kind of world where the mass landings of our galactic families does take place, among all other little things like that. Finally being able to be, you know, as another example, finally being able to be with your twin flame, let alone soul family. you know, and other things like transfer over to a new physical body is another little perk that light workers with, you know, well before the unconscious majority on the surface of the planet. And the list goes on in terms of, shall we say, perks. But remember, there's certain things that only you can do, energetically speaking. That's why half of all 144K mass meditations is you know, doing whatever the hell you're being guided to. All right. My job is partly to provide the safe energetic environment, backing and protection often needed when light workers are really fulfilling their sole purpose, you know, because obviously darkness doesn't like that very much. But we really make it happen. So what I mean by this, a common, I suppose, complaint or comments that I see online by light workers is, this is in reference to the, you know, these 15-minute, 20-minute ones that many meditation groups do. A common complaint is, but this needs to be done, or XYZ needs to be done. This pillar of light from this dimension needs to be channeled in to this particular grid point in Gaia and all that kind of stuff. Something that I've, you know, I suppose commonly noticed in Facebook threads and what have you. And what that really is that's like, it doesn't mean that those 15-minute mass meditations commonly done by most groups are wrong per se. It's just that they don't allow room and space, and by that I mean protected room and space with the necessary high level energetic backing needed to for each light worker to do their unique part, their specific unique part that they're here to, that you're here specifically to do, for example, you know. And with all these, shall we say, more finessed, purpose-built roles that many of us are here to do, you know, you don't need 100,000 people focusing on that one thing at the one time. It's more something that you're here to do, okay, based on your particular soul talents, your, you know, that's that where the way you're energetically built is to serve these specific unique roles and purposes as well during mass meditations. And that sort of has to be half of what goes on during mass meditations. And the other half, give or take, yeah, okay, yeah, that you're all, it is, does help with unity, I suppose, to focus on the one thing, whether it's pulling in pillars of light from the galactic central sun or whatever. Okay, so you sort of increase the power and impact of a mass meditation where you provide the space for both sides of the coin, if you will, to be applied, where it's unique roles and talents for specific things. And, of course, everyone then focusing on the one exact thing. Although it must be said, when all of us are doing our unique things at a given part of a mass meditation, it's sort of the same thing, really, which it's still a mass meditation, really. It's still unity consciousness. We just break it down into more detail, I guess, per our soul path and purpose and what we're built for. I hope that made sense. 50-50, you've got to provide both aspects to mass meditations. That's why, you know, I I really mean it when I say 144K mass meditations are advanced, comparatively more advanced. Of course, I'm not implying that other mass meditation groups don't play a critical role and have an impact. They certainly do. Don't get me wrong. So, folks, that brings us to an end for this pre-Equinox 144K mass meditation episode. Like I said, last week I couldn't do the show because I was traveling. Let's just say things got personal last week, and I have gotten on top of that situation. It's always a little frustrating that I can't get into details, but it's all good. So once again, for those of you who are new and are not altogether happy with your current spiritual practice in terms of robustness, you know, and you know, fitting in 100 clearing sessions into one, like I said before, during the commercial part, you are encouraged to check out the ICB, which is the acronym for Internal Compression Breakthrough.com. If it resonates, go check it out. Okay, I have made it affordable, and proceeds do fund the operations here at Ground Crew Command, the headquarters for the 144K that is growing every day. Look forward, folks, with the chin up and chest out, and we have a big responsibility to do. So be excited by that, in a positive sense and in a grounded sense. And this time next week, the normal Wednesday night show obviously won't happen, because that's when the critical, pivotal Equinox 144K mass meditation will occur. So watch your inbox for the exact times and the links for the live to join the live broadcast, where we once together unite on behalf of Goddess to really shake things up, really let the cabal know what it's like to shake things up in a big way, folks. So this wraps up another wonderful episode of Ground Crew Command Radio. As always, folks, it's your central support network and your weekly dose of empowering clarity, inspiration, and motivation to get you through the Archon Invented Work Week. Let's do it, folks. See you on the non-physical next week for the mass meditation. This is the Unknown Light Warrior. You've been listening to Ground Crew Command Radio.